Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. The Wall Street Journal reports that News Corp is developing a news aggregation service called News, K-N-E-W-Z, to compete with Google News, offering hundreds of news sources that link directly to a publisher's site. Available as a website or an app, News will work with a variety of publishers, not just News Corp sources, and won't take a cut in advertising revenue. News services reportedly signed up with News include The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Daily Kos, The Daily Wire, as well as local papers and magazine publishers. The Financial Times reports that three anonymous members of the Libra Association expressed concern about being linked to the project in the wake of regulatory scrutiny. Two of the companies are reportedly considering pulling out of the project. One of the companies expressed frustration that Facebook didn't address potential regulatory concerns before the broader Libra Association announcement, and said that Facebook is unhappy that Libra Association members aren't voicing support for the project. The Washington Post reports 12 of the U.S.'s largest telcos have signed a pledge to implement technology to spot and block robocalls, make anti-robocall tools available for free to consumers, and deploy a system that will label calls as real or spam to fight a practice known as spoofing. This pledge is part of an agreement between 51 attorneys general and the industry to fight robocalling. The carriers include AT&T, Comcast, Spring, T-Mobile, Verizon, Windstream, and U.S. Cellular. HP announced that CEO Dion Weisler will step down due to a family health matter. HP's president of imaging, printing, and solutions business, Enrique Lores, will become CEO and president effective November 1st. Weisler will assist with the transition through January 2020. Lores has been with HP for 30 years, starting as an engineering intern, and led the company's separation management office when it split with HPE. Google announced it shut down 210 YouTube channels that were spreading misinformation about protests in Hong Kong. In a blog post, Director of Software Engineering for Google Security's Threat Analysis Group, Shane Huntley, said the channels were shut down to combat coordinated influence operations and that the channels were using VPNs and other means to disguise their origin and activity. Earlier this week, Facebook and Twitter shut down groups and accounts under similar concerns. Google confirmed it began rolling out the ability to search for text within an image in Google Photos. The feature works with any image uploaded to the service, not just screenshots. Google Lens also integrates with the search, allowing text to be copied directly from the image. VMware announced two acquisitions, announcing plans to buy the endpoint security company Carbon Black for $2.1 billion and the cloud software platform Pivotal for $2.7 billion. According to CEO Pat Gelsinger, both companies will operate profitably under VMware by next year, leading to an estimated hybrid cloud and software as a service revenue of $3 billion in 2020. The deal is expected to close in January 2020, with Carbon Black CEO Patrick Morley heading a new security business unit within VMware. Pivotal and VMware are majority-owned subsidiaries of Dell EMC. Google released a new set of community guidelines for workplace communication that bars statements that insult, demean, or humiliate other employees, its extended workforce, business partners, or others, as well as explicitly discouraging employees from discussing politics on internal company mailing lists and forums. The guidelines recommend communications follow Google's three values: respect the user, respect the opportunity, respect each other. DoorDash unveiled its updated tipping policy, with all drivers now receiving 100% of tips placed through its app. Drivers will also see a breakdown of delivery totals, including any tip prior to accepting an order. The new policy is in testing now and expected to roll out in September. Meanwhile, the LA Times reports that Amazon emailed Flex drivers announcing it would no longer use supplemental earnings or tips to cover their minimum pay. Going forward, Amazon will provide drivers with a full breakdown of pay, including how much comes from tips. An Amazon spokesperson said the company would contribute at least $15 per scheduled hour to driver pay, with some regions receiving higher minimum contributions. And finally, Bose announced the portable home speaker with Wi-Fi and Bluetooth that supports Google Assistant, Amazon's Alexa, AirPlay 2, and Spotify Connect. It weighs 2.3 pounds and has a conical design for 360-degree sound output, as well as a carrying handle. The aluminum enclosure is IPX4 water-resistant, it charges over USB-C, or you can buy a charging cradle for $29. Available September 19th for $349 in black or silver. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.